Good morning again. This is Brad Smith with the Oakland Church of Christ. Thank you very much for tuning in again and listening this morning, if you are, to this short radio program. We've been talking about this idea this week of this notion of an eternal spiritual power outage, being in hell, what that's like and what are the problems that no doubt would face those who end up suffering that fate. I'm drawing a parallel to the actual physical power outage that came through my local area last week, and the things that I thought about and the spiritual parallels that I've made, I hope, are continuing to be beneficial to you to think about how we don't want to suffer that eternal spiritual power outage. We won't have access to light, as we talked about on Monday. And then yesterday, obviously, when you have a power outage, you don't have access to your heating and cooling. And if you're in the middle of summer or middle of winter, you're not going to have the cooling and the heat that obviously will make things more comfortable. And hell, as we read yesterday, as an intense, unquenchable fire and heat that we won't be able to get rid of and fix. And so those are the things that should motivate us to make sure that we're doing what God has asked us to do. The next thing that I'd like to think with you about this morning in this idea of an eternal spiritual power outage is the Bible portrays those going to hell and suffering this fate as those where there's wailing and gnashing of teeth going on, this misery and this eternal torment. On a significantly smaller scale, I felt as though during this physical power outage that came here last week that my four-year-old, she just doesn't understand, obviously, what's going on at the time, and she rather voiced her displeasure several times. Why is the lights off? Why can't I see my toys? Or why can't I do this? And she just didn't like the fact that this was what was going on, and I didn't either, and she's her age and didn't understand all the ins and outs of what was going on. But I couldn't help but think on a much more serious and larger scale of the people that are destined for hell, punished by God and sent there. There's going to be this same idea of moaning and whining and constant misery that they're dealing with because they didn't do what God asked them to do. And some passages we'll read here help us see that that's the fate for those who are not going to go to heaven to be with God, cut off from the light, as we talked about earlier in the week. And so I hope these passages motivate you as they have me to make sure that this isn't where I want to go. I want to go where I won't have to worry about any of these things. Matthew chapter 8, beginning in verse 11, this is what Jesus says. I say to you that many will come from east and west and recline at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. A couple chapters over in Matthew chapter 13, verse 41. The Son of Man will send forth his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all stumbling blocks and those who commit lawlessness, and will throw them into the furnace of fire. We talked about that yesterday, this fire, intense heat aspect that will be there in hell. They will throw them into the furnace of fire. And in that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The situation in hell, obviously much more serious than an actual power outage that comes through your house and you sit there in the dark. Understand that that feeling will never go away in hell. And we'll talk more about the fact that the power came back on later in the week. This is a final situation here in hell where the fire won't be quenched and this torment and misery will consistently be there. The last passage this morning that I'm turning to is in Luke chapter 16, well-known story of the rich man and Lazarus, and I want you to key in on some of the things specifically that the rich man says. Luke 16, verse 22, the poor man died and was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom, this being Lazarus, and the rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away and Lazarus in his bosom. He cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony and flame. The story goes on, obviously, where the rich man is asking Abraham, please send someone to my brother so they don't have to suffer like this. I hope that causes you to think about your spiritual state before God. Those things that we've talked about this morning, this weeping and gnashing of teeth and moaning and intense heat and agony, is what awaits us if we do not do what God asks us to do. So let's make sure that we're doing that each and every day of our lives. We want to invite you to come worship with us at Oakland anytime that you're able to do so. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is located just off of New Cut Road. Our service times are Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. and 10:20 a.m. and Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. We hope you come worship with us. We're trying to do things as God has asked us to do in His Word, the Bible, and to do Bible things in Bible ways. Have a good rest of the day today. God bless you.